Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch, about Vegas report. I asked Jeff, what's it like to move around at 114, 118 degrees, reported these last days out west? Jeff gives a very careful description of how to do it safely. And then he reminds all of us the challenge ahead for Vegas as it builds itself a magic city. The heat, the need for air conditioner. Jeff Bliss, looking ahead for Vegas and looking out for all of us if we move through 114, 118 degrees in bright sunshine. More of this tonight.
I think the highest temperatures I've been in have been 114 or 116 out in the desert. And when you get that kind of temperature, you obviously want to make sure you're not exposed to the sun, you know, long sleeves, longer pants, if you can, hat. But you have to stay hydrated. And really the key is to either be in the shade or get between into buildings or cars that are air conditioned. So when you go to Vegas and it's 110 degrees, you don't see a lot of people out walking on the strip. There are people out there, but most of the people are inside in the casinos, in the hotels, in their rooms. They're dealing with the temperature by using the AC. And that is really one of the biggest draws on Vegas's water and energy is AC. That's a big thing. So as they move 3.2 million people to that location in total one of these days, they're trying to address what they're going to need with air conditioning. It's going to be a tough road, but that's